finding a comfortable posture, making any adjustments that you might need. Remembering, as always, to be sure to take care of the hindrance of sleepiness throughout the practice. To open eyes, to raise arms, to stand. Take good care of that hindrance. Feeling the body sitting, touch points, opening to the breath without forcing it, just noticing that breathing is happening. Noticing where it's easy to feel the breath, and gently anchoring your awareness there. Imbuing this awareness with friendliness, with goodwill, and with interest. Gathering the awareness into breathing wherever it's easy for you to feel it. Bringing the attention back again and again when it wanders. Using these first few moments as a time to settle the awareness. Recognizing and allowing whatever shows up. Gently letting it be. Coming back to breathing. Simply noticing, rising, falling, in, out, counting the breaths, using whatever technique helps you to settle and gather your awareness into the present moment through breathing. to allow, to accept, is to let go of things being other than how they are, just like this. And so our task with embracing the hindrances is to allow them, to accept them, to let them be known, to track them. Just as Dana Fold says in her poem, Allow, there is no controlling life. Try corralling a lightning bolt containing a tornado. Dam a stream and it will create a new channel. Resist, and the tide will sweep you off your feet. Allow, and grace will carry you to higher ground. The only safety lies in letting it all in, the wild and the weak, fear, fantasies, failures, and success. When loss rips off the doors of the heart, or sadness veils your vision with despair, practice becomes simply bearing the truth in the choice to let go of your known way of being. The whole world is revealed to your new eyes. Shifting now as you feel ready to widening the awareness around the breath to take in the whole of the body, breath and body as a whole. Reconnect with the touch points, your posture. Opening to all the different sensations as they show. A wide field of awareness. Recognizing experiences, sensations in the body, thoughts, emotions, perhaps they too are reflected in the body. Recognizing them and adding in that acceptance, that allowing. This is to be truly mindful. Periodically asking, is there a struggle? Is there a struggle? You notice a struggle, open to it, with interest, with friendliness. in that opening, you are now mindful. How's the attitude? Just asking the question may reveal a little wanting or a little aversion that you might not have been aware of. And just asking the question may be sufficient for it to be released, to be let go of. And you can reestablish a friendliness and an interest. An acceptance, allowing in the practice. Labeling experiences as they show is a way to highlight them, to bring them out more fully. Watch their changing nature. Periodically asking, how's the energy? How's the energy? And with this question, you may unveil some restlessness, some worry manifesting in the body, mind, heart, some sleepiness. Perhaps you ask the question, how's the energy? And the answer is fine. It's fine. Alert, awake. The hindrances of restlessness and sleepiness are not here. This is to be known. similarly, asking how's the attitude. And you're aware, oh, it's friendly, it's interested. So there's no wanting, there's no aversion. This too is to be known, to be felt in body, mind, heart, appreciated. And similarly with the question of struggle. Nothing's being pushed away. Appreciate that. And we might also ask, how's the trust or the confidence or faith or ease in myself, the practice? And just see if there's any doubting mind showing up, or perhaps not at all. Opening to doubting mind, naming it, remembering it's an intoxicated state. Really naming it, feeling it through the body, accepting it's here, investigate it a bit. Know that it's not always so. It's not all of who we are. Likewise, appreciating times when doubt is not a problem. That hindrance is not here. Remembering always that recognizing and accepting might not always be sufficient for dealing with a hindrance. We may need to open to it further with investigating, feeling it through the body. We might notice some second arrows. As we feel it through the body, we might notice some suffering. Second arrow, suffering. Can we then open to the changing nature of the sensations, the experiences? Investigate. So letting the hindrance become an object of mindful awareness, no longer a hindrance, simply an object to be aware of. And through all that, we can really also explore not identifying with it. It's not my hindrance, it's not my problem, it's a condition arising. not personal. It's simply nature unfolding. Can I open to it? So using your RAIN acronym and seeing if you can create the conditions for allowing, for letting go to happen. And coming right back into the mindfulness through that process. Is there any struggle? How's the attitude? How's the energy? How's the confidence, the trust in the practice, in your capacity to practice? recognizing and allowing all these experiences as they are, letting it all be okay. Letting this practice be a healing time. And the poem, The Healing Time. Finally, on my way to yes, I bump into all the places where I said no to my life. All the untended wounds, the red and purple scars, those hieroglyphs of pain carved into my skin. My bones, those coded messages that sent me down the wrong street again and again, where I find them, the old wounds, the old misdirections, and I lift them, one by one, close to my heart, and I say, holy, holy. Can we hold all that arises as just this holy unfolding of this moment? Not personal. Poem The Healing Time was by Pesha Joyce Gertler. Poem Allow was by Donna Faulds.